We have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz, and it sounds like an electrical grid behind us, but no, it's the phone making some strange noises. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Christine.
Well, you know, I got some interesting information from your office. This is a great photo, too, that we have about this adorable comfort dog, Opry. Like the grand old Opry.
That's right.
Well, the picture, just adorable. What and the Hingham police have the dog to use in the schools. What exactly do comfort dogs do?
Well, I mean, what they do is that you bring them into schools initially is really where Opry is going to be. And with Tom Ford is the school resource officer from the Hingham police. And I'm thankful to Chief Jones also for allowing us to do this. But really, to just what it says, to bring comfort to kids, especially in a time when things are very challenging, whether it be COVID issues or traumatic issues that may go on. And we're also really fortunate that we're going to be sharing Opry coming to our Children's Advocacy Center for all the, you know, the kids that are undergoing abuse, and then they can have somebody that they can pet and they can hold, and they can continue to get the help that they need. And I think Opry's going to be a great addition.
Well, you know what? I'm sure I didn't see this in your official announcement, but she looks like an adorable beanie baby come to life. She's just adorable. How was your office able to put this together? Where did you folks get the money to get a specially trained dog like this to help Hingham?
Well, the, you know, Officer Ford was the first one that was very interested in getting this, and he spoke to our office to get a comfort dog, to do for comfort dog work. And the dog was donated to the Hingham Police by Paws New England and funded regarding the training through the DA's office from the monies that we're that we get from forfeited monies to help and do things back in our community. And, you know, Opry is going to be used once again to reduce the stress and promote wellness and healing for members of the community. And, you know, as we continue to go forward with this, I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to get other comfort dogs for other towns. I know some other towns have reached out to us right now, and we're going to see what we can do to try to make sure we can do this, because Opry's been such a great hit. And, you know, it's national, yesterday was National Puppy Day, and we need to make sure that people understand.
And, you know, it's interesting when they say training, you're talking like these, some of these dogs train for 9-10 months, maybe even a year, to make sure that they're okay in every situation and they know how to handle it. Plus, it's probably their general nature as well.
Absolutely. And Opry's been trained for the past 9 months. She's completed multiple courses in obedience through Donna Durite's professional dog training in Norwell, countless hours of training exposure in various settings, and recently received her AKC K9 Good Citizenship Certification. So she's been trained. She's going to continue to be trained. She's very safe, she's very docile, she's very gentle, and she's very comforting.
That's absolutely adorable to look at. Now, something else I wanted to ask you about, they're having the Unity Basketball League. You don't usually associate, again, District Attorney's Office with basketball. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, once again, we know, as everyone knows, we work, you know, side by side with the Mass State Police and the local police departments to prosecute crime and to protect victims. But the police do a lot of great things also that many people don't know about. And we try to use our office and also police departments' resources to bring different types of programming to areas where they might not be available. So last Thursday, we tipped off the Massachusetts State Police Unity Basketball Program in Brockton. Tonight's their second game. Detective Lieutenant Deere from the Mass State Police loves the game of basketball, came up with a great idea in Boston, and now it's expanded it to Plymouth County and some other counties so that the kids can play basketball as a team. I was there last week at the opening of it, very competitive, the kids having a blast, and number one rule of the program is kids from different towns playing against each other, the number one rule is kids have fun. And, you know, we were able to donate, you know, pennies for the kids so they can have different teams and differentiate themselves. All the coaches, all the instructors, they all volunteer their time. Nobody's making money off this, and it's a really good thing and positive thing for the kids.
That's terrific. So you come from all the, what, the area towns in Plymouth County, all nearby that want to participate?
Yeah. And Norfolk County also, Randolph, Avon, West Bridgewater, Brockton, you know, towns such as that, and we're hoping to expand it. And I was speaking to some of the coaches next week, and although it is co-ed, I think they're also leaning to try to put a girls program together also, so we're going to talk about that further.
What kind of reaction are you getting from the kids?
They love it. You know, kids love playing sports, and these kids were very gung-ho, were doing a great job, and once again, most importantly, having a good time.
If people want to find out more about this Unity League, or they want to find out more about Opry, the cute little comfort dog, how can they find out and how can they contact your office?
Well, you can find out more about those programs and any other programs that we're involved in through PlymouthDA.com. That's PlymouthDA.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call us at 508-584-8120.
Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.